Hi guys, my name is Lauren Curtis. I've been on social media since 2011, and since then I've grown a following of over 7 million people across my platforms. And I have learned a lot along the way. The Mental Makeover podcast shares real, very honest advice on all things happiness, body image, self-love, relationships, spirituality, and reaching your goals. When I was younger, I could eat whatever I wanted and my body would never look any different. I was a teenager. That's usually how it goes. Your metabolism's faster and that's when you eat all the good stuff and you don't even think twice about it. Like chocolate, a whole family block of chocolate in one sitting, fast food, anything that I wanted basically. And it wasn't an issue. And when I think about it, I'm not really sure when it kind of changed and when the guilt started to come in. I remember people would always say to me, oh yeah, make the most of being young now, because when you get older, your metabolism slows down and you can't eat the things you used to eat, you know, without having to worry about weight gain or this or that. And it was so fear-based, like, be careful, enjoy it, time's running out. And it really, really angers me that we're all so obsessed with food in the way that we are. And I don't even believe that it's our own fault. In fact, I know it's not our own fault. I know it is external influences and things that are advertised to us and marketed to us and things we see on TV and people we see in magazines, and our relationship with food only worsens or changes the older we get. And it's the same with the way we see our bodies and ourselves in general, even our personalities. We only start to second guess them when we're old enough to be using social media, watching TV, listening to this, watching that, buying that, reading this, and being influenced by media, social media, traditional media, just media in general. They can't market weight loss or better clothing or diets or shapewear or anything to make you look better when you're a child, because that's morally corrupt. So we'll wait to prey on you when you're a little bit older, when you start getting more insecure, when you start second guessing yourself, when you start comparing yourself. That's when we'll start showing you weight loss drinks and skinny teas and flattering clothing and really good diets and diet books and fillers and plastic surgery, and we'll shove all of these really, really pretty people down your throat so that you can look at them, compare yourself to them, and then want to change it, want to fix it. And guess what? We've got everything you need to fix it. Whatever you're insecure about, we can fix it for you. We'll make you insecure, and then you'll pay us to fix your insecurity. All of these big companies and brands can't make money off someone who is confident, who isn't insecure, who is self-aware, self-assured, and not fearful. I think it's the same thing with traditional news and news in general. We're always shown all the scary things, like, oh, there's someone bad in our community, there's someone killing people or hurting people or doing bad things, or politicians are bad, everyone's bad, you have so many reasons to be scared and fearful. Because as soon as you're scared and fearful, we can help you, we can make you feel safe, we can do all these things. If you vote for us, if you give us your trust and your vote and give us power, we can fix that for you, we'll protect you. It's just the facts. You are easier to persuade and manipulate when you're scared and insecure. It's like how Nike had the plus size mannequin in their store, which is such an amazing thing to do and so considerate and inclusive and such a great step forward, but they received so much backlash and it just made no sense to me. I'm like, so you're thinking that these people that would fit the clothes that mannequin fits, if you saw them out and about, you'd say, oh, they should be exercising, they should be watching what they're eating, they should be more disciplined. But then you see the model, the mannequin, and you think, oh, how terrible. We're encouraging people to be overweight. We're reassuring people that it's okay to be overweight. But then what do you want? Do you want to encourage them to be healthy, even though they're probably healthier than you are. You just don't know how people's genetics work. If they don't work out, you shame them. If they want to work out, you shame them. So then what are they meant to do? And how? What kind of message does that send to all of the people that aren't actually vocal on social media about the whole outrage, that are just sitting back and watching and thinking, I'm the same size as that mannequin, so does that mean that people will judge me if I walk into that store? Will people look at me weirdly because I'm not a size 8 or a size 6, but I thought that's the whole point of wanting to work out, is that you want to do better and you want to be healthy, and now I don't know what to do, because if I do one thing, then I'm wrong. If I do the other thing, then I'm wrong. And that's a perfect example of the vicious cycle that is created by the media and the image that they portray, or the standard that they set. So, for example, we're always told that being a size, I don't know, 8, 10 is healthy, and you have to be trim and slim to be healthy. If you don't look trim and slim, you're not healthy. So that's the standard. You have to be skinny, basically. You have to look thin enough so that people know that you're healthy and you're taking care of yourself. If you don't look that way, then you're immediately unhealthy, no matter what your genetics are, no matter what your personal family history is, no matter where you're from, no matter how you're built, naturally built, doesn't matter. If you're not thin and slim, you're unhealthy. So then those people need to lose weight. So we've got all of these things in place that can help you lose weight, because being anything but slim isn't okay. Of course, that is not the message that is sent. It's this really roundabout, soft, fluffy, fuzzy way of making you feel like you can trust this brand because they understand, they get it, and then they'll sell you something so that you can change yourself to be more normal, more like easy to look at, more palatable. So now, because the general population has been fed this message about what is normal and what is healthy, now all of these people that claim to be healthcare experts that actually have no education or experience whatsoever see someone who doesn't look like the stereotypical figure of someone who is healthy, and they tear them to shreds. They say, you need to lose weight, you're a bad role model, you need to fix yourself because you're sending a bad message. And then other people that are a similar size to them see how they're treated and think, wow, I don't want people to think of me that way. I need to lose weight. I need to do this. I need to change myself. And it just takes those few people sometimes, those few courageous, amazing people that are willing to put up with all of that crap. All of that crap that they deal with from all these ignorant, uninformed, uneducated people, put their foot down and say, no, I'm beautiful. I love the way I look. I have nothing to be ashamed of. You have everything to be ashamed of because of your horrible attitude. But I'm standing up for all of the people that look like me that are happy with how they look. Because there are so many people that are shoving this image down our throats of how we should look. And sometimes that's actually not humanly possible for us to look like that. Does that mean that we don't eat healthy, that we don't work out, that we don't take care of ourselves? No, it doesn't. It just means that not everyone can look like that, and that's normal, and you shouldn't ostracize people that don't fit into your idea, your perfect little sparkly idea of what a normal person should look like. And at the end of the day, why do they even care? Why do we care so much what other people look like? Like, why are we so concerned with other people's appearances as if we have to live in their bodies? As if their bodies are our bodies. They're not. What is this obsession with the way other people look and the way other people choose to spend their lives? If someone wants to eat unhealthy food all day, every day, and it doesn't have a negative effect on anybody else, why do we care what they choose to eat? Why do we care if they choose not to exercise? It doesn't affect anyone. It's not having a negative effect on anyone but them. And if they're fine with that, hell yeah. Same thing with plastic surgery. If they want to undergo plastic surgery, take on all the risks, spend all that money just to look a little bit different, awesome. Doesn't bother me. Doesn't affect my life. Why does it bother you? Why do you think it affects yours? Why are you so vocal about something that has nothing to do with you or your life? I think about that sometimes, and then the more I think about it, the more I realize it's because the media has pushed this idea, not pushed, shoved this idea of what normal people look like. And if you don't look like that, you deserve to be criticized. brands won't do it directly because that's bad for the brand. That's bad press. That's bad publicity. No brand's going to say, oh, this person needs to lose weight. But people do it. It's subtle. And that's why it works. Because you don't realize you're being sold to. You don't realize you're being manipulated. Or you don't realize that brands are trying to knock your confidence down so that they can pick you up and put all the pieces back together and charge you for it. And I know I sound like a conspiracy theory channel right now, but it's true. And it comes down to the food thing, which I know I got off topic, but it's all encompassing and it all relates and it's all relevant. We're so concerned with the food we eat because if we eat something that's unhealthy, we might gain weight and then we might get sucked into this whole thing that I just ranted about. People might look at us differently or criticize us. I mean, gosh, if I started gaining weight, people would not waste 1 second in telling me that I'd gained weight. I've had it before. I hadn't even gained weight and people were saying, have you gained weight? You look this, you look that. There's nothing wrong with gaining a weight. That's the thing. But it's the way that they say it. It's the way that they word it, like, oh, you're prettier like a couple of years ago. You've changed. You look different. You shouldn't have changed your face, even though I hadn't changed my face. That's just what happens sometimes. Your weight fluctuates. People are so quick to share their opinion. They're unwarranted, may I add. Unwarranted, unwanted, unnecessary, unsolicited opinions about the way you look that you didn't even have a chance to feel good about the way you look. Because as soon as you do, oh, are you pregnant? Oh, have you gained weight? Oh, are you not going to the gym anymore? Oh, you looked prettier before. Oh, you should try out this. You should try this product to fix your skin. You should try this weight loss drink. You should try this workout. You should buy these active wear pants that really suck your stomach in. You should try fixing your hair. You should try this makeup technique. You should do this and do that because what you're doing now doesn't seem to be working because you looked better before. I'll never forget. There was a period of, I don't know, maybe like a year or so where people would hate on my eyebrows. Like my eyebrows, whoa. And I look back at old photos and I know my eyebrows have looked funky sometimes, but at this particular time, they did not look funky. So I never understood. And it really started getting me upset, but then it turned into anger because, and I said this publicly, I said, do you not think that every single morning when I look in the mirror and I do my makeup, that I've seen my eyebrows, that I've looked at my eyebrows. I mean, I drew them in. Do you not think that I'm aware of my own appearance? It seems like a silly question, but if you really think about it, if you actually stop and think about what you just said to me, you're implying that I haven't seen my own face in the mirror every single day and that I haven't chosen to leave the house knowing that I look like that. So you think that I'm completely unaware of my own appearance and that you leaving that comment is helping me? You'd think that if I've left the house after seeing my own appearance, that I'm happy with the way it looks. If I wasn't, it wouldn't look like that. So you're coming to me after I've left the house, after I've taken a photo of myself, after I've posted on social media, which, you know, normally means that you like the photo. You're coming to me after all of that and then criticizing my appearance and saying I should change it. Who the hell are you to think you have the right to come to someone who is confident about something and try and make them unconfident? That is disgusting and that is their whole stupid diet culture. And I'm getting really worked up because it irritates me so much because it's so disgusting and horrible and it happens with everyone. People that are super, super skinny that are naturally like that, people who are bigger that are naturally like that, they have to deal with people criticizing their appearance and their bodies as if they have the right to every single day. And these people have no idea about, again, their genetics, how hard they work out, how often they work out, how well they eat. Or maybe they don't do any of that. Maybe they don't care about working out. Maybe they don't care about eating healthy. But guess what? They're happy. And that doesn't affect you anyway. What they choose to do with their body or how they choose to spend their life doesn't affect you anyway. So why are you so concerned about it? Take your energy, take all that time you're spending and put it towards helping someone else. Maybe even helping yourself because it sounds like you might need it. We were not all born to look the same way. We are never going to look the same. We are never going to look the same. Let's just understand that for a moment. So you don't need to change the way you look for anyone. The only reason you should change the way you look is if by changing something, you will be happier. Happier because you feel better. Not because you think you'll look better for other people, or people will treat you differently, or because of any other reason besides your own happiness. Anything else is a waste of your own time. I mean, if being healthier helps your children or your family or something important like that, then awesome. Like, of course, that's an amazing reason to want to better yourself. But don't let yourself get caught up in other people's expectations of the way you should look. Or don't spend your life making other people more comfortable. Who cares if they're uncomfortable by the way you look or your confidence? Like, rock that confidence. Gosh, we need more of that in this world. We need less people that are so easily manipulated by media and brands and other people's opinions, and more people that just don't give a crap and they're willing to rock it regardless of how it looks or how it's perceived or how normal it is or how comfortable people are with it. I know I got very off track from the food thing, but it all ties in. It's all the same point. I've struggled so much with not making myself feel guilty about food because ultimately, if I didn't, in my mind at least, if I didn't watch what I ate, then I might gain weight, because that's the whole thing with food. That's what it comes down to. We're so concerned about food because if we don't eat the right food, then we gain weight, and then people would notice and start commenting and start thinking of me differently, and I would not fit into my clothing, and then I'd feel bad about myself because you're meant to be a size this and not a size that, especially if you're in the public eye. And as I got older, that just got worse because of what I do for work. Obviously, it's so public and so image-based, and when I see or hear people talking about, oh, I can't eat that, I can't eat this, oh no, I shouldn't eat that, oh, I've been naughty, oh, I feel so bad about eating that, I'm like, well, then don't eat it. If you really, really, truly felt like that, you wouldn't eat it. We wouldn't eat it, but we eat it because we want to, because it makes us happy, because it's enjoyable, it tastes good, and that's why I hate the whole cheat meal or treat meal. Like, what do you mean? If you want to eat something delicious, eat it. It's always good to have a healthy, balanced diet. That's nothing to do with looking a certain way or trying to be skinny or whatever. Eating a balanced diet is good for your body. It fuels your body and you'll feel amazing for it. But I don't believe in treating yourself. It should just be balanced food. Every single morning, I have my protein smoothie, which is a banana, protein powder, almond milk, cacao powder, and cinnamon. And it's delicious. And I'll also have a big bowl of potato gems because those are sent from heaven. And I look forward to it every single day. Is it healthy? No. Do I care? No. Because it makes me happy every day. Why would I give up something that makes me happy every day just because it's not perfectly healthy? Like, what? How does that even make sense? When I started eating them, I was like, I feel so guilty. Oh my gosh, I'm so naughty. I'm having gems for breakfast every day. But then I was like, oh, I love this. I'm still healthy. I'm still working out. I'm getting more and more results from the gym. And guess what? I also eat gems every day because, damn it, I love them more than anything. The goal should be taking care of yourself, looking after yourself, not only physically, but also emotionally. There are so many people that are ripped and toned and their bodies physically look healthier than most people's, but their mental health is terrible. Like hanging on by a thread. Then you get other people that people might look at and think, oof, they are so unhealthy, they're not taking care of themselves. They need to take care of themselves. When in reality, they're actually probably way happier, way more content and fulfilled than most people, but because of the way they look, you've made an assumption about them which has nothing to do with anything but, again, your ignorant, uneducated opinion. All it should come down to is that you are happy, whatever that means for you, and the people around you are happy, and you feel good. You feel good. No matter what you look like on the outside, the inside feels good. And feeling good looks different for everyone. One person might feel sexy and amazing being really, really toned and muscly and ripped. And for another woman, being sexy might be being super curvy and voluptuous and feeling womanly. But that doesn't mean that the woman who's ripped and toned and has 0.0% body fat doesn't feel sexy and feminine and amazing. It isn't the same for everyone. We all have our own idea of what sexy and amazing is, and we're entitled to that. And I wish people would stop trying to change that, because feeling good and sexy isn't a one-size-fits-all, so let's stop trying to make it one. Thank you all so much for listening. If you enjoyed or it hit home for you, or you think it might hit home for anybody else, please share it, whether it be on Instagram, take a screenshot and share it to your stories, or write a review on Apple Podcasts, or subscribe or rate or whatever. I appreciate anything so much, so much, because it gets this podcast out there. And I know I speak about this every single time at the end of every episode, but again, the whole point of this podcast is to get it out there to help anyone else who might be struggling with this kind of topic and to give them a bit of relief and to remind them that they're amazing and they deserve to be happy. I love you all so much. Be kind to yourselves, and I will speak to you all next time. Bye, everyone.